You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labour MP Andrew Little.
Yes, Andrew Little joined me again this week for our regular chat. We discussed the Criminal Justice Summit that ended yesterday. It's been going on for a few days this week, involving a number of NGOs, concerned citizens, National MPs, Labour MPs, experts. Everyone's there, Ben. Except for you. I'm giving. I'm telling the people what the summit is about. So yeah, we spoke about that, and I began by asking Andrew how he feels the summit went. Here's Andrew.
I was really pleased with it, actually. Like, it was always a big ask. You're getting 600 or 700 people together from all sorts of different sort of perspectives and walks of life and what have you, and trying to make sense of that and allow everybody to have a voice and gather all the ideas. But I was really pleased with it. We had some really good discussions, really good talks, and a good spirit about actually a whole bunch of people really wanted to be part of a movement of change for our justice system so that we do better. We do better for victims. We do better for those who offend, so we can help them turn their lives around and reduce their offending and stop their offending. So really good stuff came out of it.
Yes, obviously there were a lot of discussions with that many people attending. Were there sort of some overarching themes?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's hard to... obviously, look, in terms of suggestions about things to do, a lot in terms of the massive overrepresentation of Māori, actually looking to Māori and whānau and hapū and iwi for a bunch of solutions to help, you know, those who are offending, where they suffer from not having it, to restore their identity, their sense of their own mana, as well as down to some very sort of simple practical things like when the district court is sitting a list day and hundreds of people are coming through, having people from WINS and Housing New Zealand there so that those who need to have those issues sorted out can get access to help straight away. I mean, a whole variety of things that came through.
Because as you said, there seemed to have been a bit of a focus on the disproportionate number of Māori that are affected by our criminal justice system. But there was a bit of criticism that there aren't enough Māori voices in shaping these reforms. Do you agree with this?
No, I don't. I mean, I was very specific about the Justice Advisory Group that's helping put the package together is 50% Māori, and with experts from a variety of different, you know, both practical frontline as well as academic origins, just on the Māori side of it. So no, I think there's very strong representation. There's a lot of literature about just on the Māori representation issue that they can draw on, and I think the challenge now is harnessing a lot of the energy and momentum that's come from Māori organisations who want to help, who want to be part of the solution, to draw that together as well. So we're in the process of doing that.
And do you feel they have, Māori organisations do have enough influence in the process? They're not sort of sidelined?
No, not at all, no. In fact, I've been actively going out. I spoke to Iwi Chairs a few weeks ago and said we need help, and that's been very good. Some of the organisations who were there yesterday who were kind of non-Iwi based, the pan-Māori organisations, they're very enthusiastic, offering their help, and look, I think the solution is there for us. We've got to harness the energy and input from a variety of quarters and come up with, I think, some quite practical outcomes.
Do you think this could lead to a bit of a departure from our current, I suppose, the system we seem to have inherited from England? We could start bringing in some more tikanga principles into our justice system?
Look, I think we have to do a lot differently to what we're doing at the moment. Quite what that looks like, I'm not going to preempt or predict what that might be. I think there is an openness and a willingness to want to do things differently, have a different debate about it, and that's good. But the, you know, in the end, we have to have a reform package that we can get public support from. I think the responsibility and obligation of political leadership is to lead the debate about where that might go, but it has to be supported and enduring in the long term, and we have to find, you know, where that lies.
And opposition MPs were at the summit. Were they quite receptive to the discussion or a bit closed off to possible reforms?
You might have to talk to them about that. I mean, they didn't stick around for long. I think they were there for a couple of hours the first day, and a couple of them came back for a few minutes the second day. Sort of see their public comments, but I think It's going to be up to them at some point to be clear about where they stand, whether they think anything needs to change. I'm firmly of the view, and my fellow ministers are firmly of the view, there needs to be change, and we're willing to provide the political leadership to see that that change happens.
So I suppose they do seem to be at odds, especially Mark Mitchell, the opposition justice spokesperson, who said that he was quite doubtful any useful ideas would come for the summit. They seem to be at odds with your party, especially on sort of where prisons are going to go, prison reform, reducing the numbers of prisoners. And you're obviously not going to be in government forever. How successful do you think you'll be in reducing the prison population by 30% without getting the opposition on side?
I think what, you know, what the opposition does in the end is a matter for them, but they are, look, they are a conservative party, and I mean that in the sense that they are never going to lead significant change. That's not what conservative parties do. What they do, however, do is follow where people go and where the consensus is. And now the challenge, I think, is to open the debate again for all New Zealand and say, here's the problem we've got, here's the challenge, here's what we could do to change it. Here's what will be better for all of New Zealand in terms of making the community safer, and here's where we want to go. As that shift starts to happen, the National Party will follow. I mean, they're followers, they're not leaders. The National Party has never been leaders.
Do you feel the summit has helped to get the public sort of on side for reform? Do you think the public feels it is time that we moved away from our quite punitive sort of justice system?
Well, I think time will tell yet, just to gauge what the public reaction is. There's another exercise, the Justice Advisory Group will now, that they're doing a few kind of smaller regional meetings to kind of take the issues out there and gauge feedback from other parts of New Zealand, and we'll gauge where that's at. But I have to say, the messages I've been getting into the office and as I get around, the response I'm getting from people is not, oh, you know, you're completely off track. Actually, a lot of people are thinking very seriously and saying, gee, you know what, we are spending $1.2 billion a year just locking people up. Couldn't that money be better spent? And I think a lot of people do want to see better results in terms of certainly those who are in prison when they come out, not reoffending again. And I think people understand, if you go into prison with an addiction problem, why can't we, when you're there, work with you to sort that out? So when you come out, that factor that's contributing to offending isn't there anymore. So I don't think people get the logic of that. So my sense is that the mood is changing.
And what's the next step after the summit? What will happen with the sort of ideas that were discussed?
So they will be gathered up and sort of distilled at the moment, and then the advisory group's got another few weeks and months to get around and talk to New Zealand and other parts of the country. Then they'll get down with justice officials to start putting together a reform package. That we then kind of, you know, run through the political mixing machine, and I expect to have something in the early part of next year to start taking out and where law changes are needed, get those law changes up, and where budget bids are needed, get those budget bids up.
And do you think you'll be able to implement the sort of big changes you seem to want to implement in this government, or you think you'll have to maybe wait for a second term?
Look, I think we're determined to get underway as soon as we can. The prisons are stretched to breaking point at the moment. We have to get to work on it. In the end, it's about doing effective stuff that's going to deal with the real problems. So people who are offending because there are a number of obvious causes, you start to deal with those causes. And I think people want to see that sort of action happening sooner rather than later.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.